Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9, brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View, by Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. It's Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
And very good Saturday afternoon. I'm Gary Lee, and Tyler Chowning will be here sometime. And I'll let him tell the story. Ricky's hooked up, and he's got things rolling. As it is the Class 3 quarterfinal round, the Liberty Eagles will be taking on the Skyline Tigers. Games being played at Republic. Liberty will be the visitors on the scoreboard, and Skyline will be the home team. Skyline comes in at 19-9, and the Liberty Eagles 27-2. Skyline got here by defeating Stockton, and Stockton was, by all accounts, a lot of people kind of thought that they would be the team that would make it through, and that is just a perfect example. You cannot take anything for granted. Just because you're supposed to win does not mean that your opponent is just going to lay down and give it to you. And that's your Skyline Tigers. That's how they got to this point right here. A lot of grit. They play hard. They're well coached, very disciplined. They keep the same five out there quite a bit, but they will substitute a couple other players. But for the most part, they stick with their starting five, and that's what they ride and die with. The Liberty Eagles, they come in at 27-2. They've won 20 games in a row, and they've had some huge wins this year on the road, at home, and the Eagles, the pressure. You get for both the teams, but keeping the win streak alive and going further, making it to the Final Four, it's huge. Now the young men down there on the floor, it may not faze them a bit. It's just old guys like me that it may trouble some, but it ought to be a dandy game. And again, the live stream, we got some fantastic sponsors that we're going to be talking about: Ozarks Healthcare, Southwest Baptist University, the Bank of Birch Tree, Alton Branch, Champs Fitness, Sherry Toon and her husband, they're always ready to support Liberty Athletics. The Bayou Resort, Gary Faraci and Diane, they're at the Bayou Resort. And, oh, by the way, fish is incredible. And I've got a deal for you, too, when it comes to fishing on Lake Norfolk. And that's Double B Guide Service. Bobby Barnes is... he's a heck of a fisherman, man, and he spends a lot of time out there. And when you spend a lot of time on the river, on the lake, in the woods, whatever it may be, you figure stuff out. And Bobby's got some stuff figured out now, and he'll take you on a guided fishing trip. And this is a great gift idea, for dad, for grandpa, or uncle, or brother, wife even. You can trust Bobby. But he's really good at what he does, and I'll be telling you more about Double B Guide Tours here in just a bit. Also, Tri-County Auto Parts, bumper to bumper, and Ozark Trading Post. I was just in there, I think it was Thursday, and sat down and talked with Randy there at Ozark Trading Post. Designer Hair, Lashana, she's been fixing the ladies up around Mountain View for a long time. And she definitely knows what she's doing with the latest fashions and styles. Fine China. When I went in and talked with them at Fine China, that's my whole basketball team. They have little gatherings there. And the food is fantastic. I used to live not very far from there many years ago, and that was kind of like, that was my kitchen for the most part. Also, Daniel's Tire. And they're great supporters of the community and athletics as well. Roy Reniger and Johnny Reniger at Mountain View Oil and Propane. Also, Easy Gun and Pawn. Really appreciate Bob Nicholson. And he's got lots of shotguns, and he's got turkey ammo as well. And Vendors Avenue. And Vendors Avenue is right there in the old Richards Brothers across from the lumber yard. And, man, they got new stuff arriving every single day, ladies, guys. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff in there to check out. And Andrea McNew, your shelter insurance agent in Mountain View. We'll be talking about them as the game goes on. We've got about 20 minutes before tip-off. Of course, there will also be a national anthem. The Liberty Eagles and the Skyline Tigers for the right to go to Columbia to the Final Four. I mean, it's big for both schools. This is the third time in school history the Liberty Eagles have been here. Of course, 87, 88, and then in 98-99, the Liberty Eagles made it to the quarterfinals. It's something that you just, it's hard. It is so hard. And there's been teams that have been very deserving and had all the athletic ability and everything to get to where we are today, but it's hard. It is so hard. Talk to any former Liberty Eagle basketball player that won districts or conference, and they'll tell you exactly how hard it is, because there's no ducks. Once you get out of your district, man, there is no ducks. It's win or go home. We've got, again, just a little bit till tip off. I'm Gary Lee, and we're going to be bringing it to you. Also, it's live video stream. But you have to go through Misha and for that. And there's a link we've got set up, or you can just go to Misha.org, and you'll go to Class 3, and it's all right there. It's pretty easy to follow. So it's high school basketball. Winner advances to the Final Four. And, again, the tip-off is set for 1 o'clock here at Republic for the Liberty Eagles and Skyline Tigers. We've got more rock and roll, of course, that'll be coming later. But this afternoon, it's going to be high school basketball. And a big thank you to our season sponsors, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Mountain View Auto Parts, Mountain View Lumber, Ozarks Healthcare, again, Shelter Insurance, see Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, SBU, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, The Anchor, and Liberty Bank, a branch of West Plains Bank, and Gentleman Jim's Towing Service. Anytime you need a tow, just give Gentleman Jim's a call, 417-934-6594. Gym's starting to fill. It's a big gym here at Republic. Plenty of seating. All tickets, you know, if you're heading this way, or, you know, all tickets have to be bought electronically, but this gym will hold a bunch of people. They had games in here last night, district championship games. It was Nixa and Kickapoo, and the Kickapoo Lady Chiefs won that game. Last night as well, the Willow Springs Lady Bears played the Skyline, defending state champion Skyline Lady Tigers, and came up short. The Skyline girls will advance to the Final Four. And the Skyline boys would like to do just the same, but see if the Liberty Eagles can disrupt that opportunity. 6:35 to go till tip-off. We'll take our first break. Come right back. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Our city. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City!
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated and back in shape. Champs Fitness can help you lose a few pounds or get ready for your next race, competition, or whatever you're challenging yourself with. Champs Fitness has three convenient locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence. All locations open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 417-331-0319 today and get your membership started.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
All right, welcome back, and the Liberty Eagles are coming out on the floor for their warm-up. As we get ever so much closer to this Class 3 quarterfinal matchup, Liberty and the Skyline Tigers. Skyline comes out for their warm-ups as well. Liberty will be in the road red, and Skyline will be in the home whites. Skyline made it to the Final Four in 2021, Liberty made it to the Final Four in 88. So there's a little bit of a discrepancy as to, you know, the gap right there. But people are starting to pour in. This place is going to be packed with Eagle and Tiger fans. The main man has made it, though. Fletcher Lee is in the house. We have, you know, next round, whoever wins this game, you got Principia, and Principia is playing Dixon. Principia is the number one team in Class 3, and they are also the number four team in the nation. Forget classifications. Forget school size. Principia is number four in the nation. So whoever comes out of this, unless Dixon, you know, Dixon, you never know. That's why you play the games. And I said it earlier, just because you're supposed to win, it does not mean that your opponent is just going to lay down and give it to you. Dixon... We'll give it everything they've got, but Principia is the favorite to win it all, so we shall see how that all pans out. But last night as well, the West Plains Lady Zizzers played Marshfield for the girls' championship in Class 5 district, and it was Marshfield coming up with the win. So the only two area teams left in the state tournament is Class 1 Bunker Eagles and Class 3 Liberty Eagles. Maybe both of them can escape and get out. Bunker's going to be playing Cooter at 1 p.m. today in the Class 1 quarterfinals. We've seen quite a bit of Bunker, played them twice, lost to them early, went to Bunker, got the win, and that was a pretty spectacular game right there. Starters tonight for Skyline, we'll see number 2, a 5'11 junior, Carter King. Number 3, a 5'7 senior, Aiden Mead. Number 12, a 6-foot freshman, Ramsey Wood. Number 23, a 5'11 junior, Parker Owen. And a 6'2 senior, number 44, Paxton Foster. Now also, we could see number 10, Keaton Owen, a 6-foot sophomore, and number 13, a 6'3 sophomore, Brian Smith. Skyline is, that's about as deep as they'll go, is 7. Liberty, we'll see the usual starters, Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Carter Ellett, Paxton Hunter, Drayton Wells. We'll see Cooper Holden on the floor. We'll see Blaine Altermat. And we'll see some Titus Jester as well. And there is the possibility of some others. You know, Brian Thompson could see a little floor time as well for the Liberty Eagles. But Liberty is pretty much all year long on the varsity side, just stuck to those 8. And it's worked out rather well. 27-2, it's hard to argue with that. Skyline again comes into the contest 19-9. They beat Stockton to make it to this quarterfinal game. And once again, Stockton was kind of the favorite to make it to this, but they're not here. Skyline is. Eagles in the red. Skyline in the white. Tip off coming up in 8 minutes. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Are you tired of wasting your time trying to haggle for the best deal? I have some great news. At Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, we have our best price in every window tag on the lot and online. So not only you can see it, other dealers can too. So it has to be the best. So don't waste your time with other dealers. Come see us and get the best deal up front.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Park City.
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and Park City Auto Parts. Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Right now, get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $32.99. Limits apply. Choose Syntec at Park City Auto Parts.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
The weather is always changing, from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
When it comes to guns and ammo, some folks pay more than they should. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who shop at Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. They know where to find great deals on firearms, ammo, and accessories. At Ozark Trading Post, you'll get quality gear at smarter prices every single day. So, save big, shop smart, stay local. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated and back in shape. Champs Fitness can help you lose a few pounds or get ready for your next race, competition, or whatever you're challenging yourself with. Champs Fitness has 3 convenient locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence. All locations open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 417-331-0319 today and get your membership started.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome! Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy and GMC.
home of the Bailey Factor.
Our city.
Choose Rain-X Rugged XL Wiper Blades at Parts City Auto Parts. Their extra-large profile and premium features are made for all driving conditions. Save $16 when you buy a pair of Rain-X Rugged XL Wiper Blades. We'll even install them for free at participating Parts City Auto Parts stores.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Parts City!
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Here we are at quarterfinal Class 3 boys basketball as we're getting ready for the public address to announce the starters, and we'll go through it again. For Skylight, Carter King, Aiden Mead, Ramsey Wood, Parker Owen, and Paxton Foster. For the Liberty Eagles, Parker Toon, Ellis Toon, Carter Ellis, Paxton Hunter, and Drayton Wells. That'll be your starters. Skyline, 19-9. Liberty, 27-2. The winner goes to the Final Four in Columbia, March 13th and 14th. Liberty will be in the red, and Skyline will wear the white. Big thank you again to our live video stream presenters. Our corporate is Ozarks Healthcare, also Southwest Baptist University. And jumping on board for this quarterfinal matchup for the live stream, the Bank of Birch Tree, also Champs Fitness, the Fire Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, Walker's Construction. Jeff jumped right on board. And, you know, if you're needing any remodeling, maybe it's time to have a hunting cabin or maybe a fishing cabin, or it's time for your dream home, give Jeffrey a call, man. Hit him up on Facebook or just pick your phone up and ring him. He'll definitely do you right. And then Double B Guide Tours, if you're, if you've just bought a new boat and you're not real familiar with the lake, or you just want to go out and have a good time, catch some fish, Double B Guide Service. Like them on Facebook. Follow them on Facebook. I've got more intel on that coming up. We got some more sponsors as well. Tip is up, and Liberty Controls, looking at your radio dial left to right. Liberty working to the right. Carter Ellett, top of the key to Parker. Parker feeds it to Drayton Wells. Drayton Wells kicks it back out to the wing to Alex. Carter. Paxton Hunter at the wing. Paxton looks to make a move up off the glass. No good. And the rebound taken by Ramsey Wood. Skyline whips it into the corner. They go high. Now they kick it out. Shot fake. Toss it back out top of the key. Spins it to the wing. Here's a drive. Floater in and out. No good. Rebound. And a foul. skyline's going to shoot a couple. Foul will be on Drayton Wells. That is his first. Shooting a couple, Paxton Foster. First one is up and rattles around and falls through. First points on the board go to the Skyline Tigers. Second free throw is up, and that one is no good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound. Paxton, Carter Ellett. Carter Ellett feeds it to Alex Toon. Skyline going to play man-to-man, straight up. Bounce pass inside to Wells. Wells goes up, can't get it to fall, and the rebound taken by Skyline. Bringing it down the floor, Carter King sets up behind the volleyball line, gets a screen, kicks it over to Meade. Meade brings it back out top, finds Foster. Foster pitches it over to Wood. Wood back to Foster. Jumper up, no good. Jump ball and possession arrow. It stays with Skyline. 1-0 your score, 6:38 to go in the first. Class 3 quarterfinals at Republic. Skyline on the baseline, looking out top. Tosses one out high. It's caught by Meade. Meade from the free throw line. Jumper is good. 3-0. Skyline. Liberty with the basketball. Man-to-man again by the Skyline Tigers. Carter Ellett for three. Hits the rim. No good. Another one and done. Rebound taken by Skyline. That was pulled down by Ramsey Wood. Wood pitches it over to Meade. Meade gives it up to King. King with the drive in the corner. Here's a floater up and in. Count it. And that's Parker Owen. Skyline on a 5-0 run to start the first. 6 minutes to go. Alex Thune out top. Bumping and grinding. Picks the dribble up. Feeds it to Parker. Parker takes it in the paint. Goes up and in for two. Liberty on the board. 5-2. Skyline with the basketball and the lead. Carter King starts it out top. Shifts over to the right behind the volleyball line. Liberty looks like they're playing the zone. Stripped loose basketball. Turnover. Eagles come up with it. Parker Toon, top of the key, looks to penetrate. Kicks it out. Wells finds Carter Ellett. Ellett re-feeds it now to Alex Toon. Alex feeds it to Wells. Wells goes up. And Drayton Wells picks up his second foul here in the first, 5:16 to go. And that's going to get Blaine Altermat into the ball game for Drayton. Drayton got hit with the offensive foul going to the basket. Skyline, Carter King out top for the Tigers. Pitches it to Meade. Meade to Foster. High post at the free throw line and a blocked shot by Parker Toon. Blocks Foster. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Skyline. 5-2. 4:58 to go in the first. Skyline on the baseline. Aiden Meade will trigger it in. Throws it out top and it's caught by Wood. In the corner. Shot fake. Back to the wing. Dribble drive. Taking it up. Leaner. No good. Out of bounds. Last touched by Paxton Foster. Liberty basketball. 4:47 to go in the first. 5-2. Skyline. Alex Toon sets the offense up. Cheats over to the left. Loose basketball. Liberty turns it over. Bounce pass tried to get it to Paxton Hunter on the drive. Here's a three from the corner. Up. No good. Rebound. Carter Ellett. Carter's going to push it. Crossover. Takes it in. High off the glass. No good. Too strong. Picked up by Skyline. Skyline's going to drive. Gives it off. Foster up and gets two more. 7-2. Skyline. 4:09 to go in the first. Alex Toon finds Parker Toon. Liberty going to go four out. Parker with the drive. Goes up. Can't get it to go. Loose basketball. And it's still loose. Now it's on the floor. And they're going to call a foul against Liberty, and Paxton Hunter will get hit with it. That's his first, team foul number three. 7-2, Skyline. Like I said earlier, you can forget about the records. You know, if you're looking at the records and determining who's going to win the ball game by the records, you don't know a whole lot about basketball. This time of the year, you got to play it. Deep three, top of the key. Pow, it's good. Aiden Mead. Momentum definitely on the side of the Tigers. Skyline 10, Liberty 2. Parker Toon, top of the key. Kicks it out. Carter Ellett. Carter finds Altermat. Altermat, turnaround jumper, not a good shot. Wanted a foul, don't get it. Picked up by Skyline. Here's a drive. Shot fake. Brings it out. Foster pulls it back to the wing. Drive, kick out again. Spins it into the corner. Wide open three. Good. Ramsey Wood and Skyline has opened up a double-digit lead here in the first. 3 minutes to go. And timeout is called on the floor. So, with that in mind, let me tell you, again, don't forget about some of our live video stream presenters. Bob, there at Easy Gun and Pawn. He's got lots of turkey guns in stock. He's got that some TSS ammo. He's got lots of turkey loads ready for you to check out. Also, Vendors Avenue and the old Richards Brothers. New items are arriving all the time. And, of course, don't forget Designer Hair in Mountain View and Mountain View Oil and Propane. Liberty Basketball after the timeout, 12-2. Altermat for three, in and out, no good. Another one and done, picked up by Aiden Mead for Skyline. Back at the wing, here's another three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Skyline, put back, no good. Rebound, Altermat. Now the drive, up the floater, no good. And to the line will be Alex Toon. He'll shoot two. Oh, no, they're going to call it on the floor, not a shooting violation. Carter Ellett turns it over, trying to get it to Paxton. Liberty, second turnover of the game. Here's a three. It's in and out. No good. Fight for the rebound. Out of bounds. Last touched by Skyline. I thought that was a shooting foul. I thought Alex, you know, he was going to the rim. But the officials thought otherwise. 12-2, Skyline by 10. 2:13 to go in the first. Alex Toon. Parker Toon for three. Up, no good. Boy, Liberty's kind of leaving the underneath the basket. Spread out. Skyline's packing it in, and they're able to get some easy rebounds. I mean, Liberty's just been one and done. Not getting very many rebounds at all here in this first. Skyline out top. Pressure's off their back right now. They got a double-digit lead and the basketball. A give-and-go. Kick to the wing. Hands it back off. King now. And tipped away by Carter Ellett. It will stay with the Tigers. Skyline will inbound right at the Liberty bench. Pitches it into Foster. Foster's going to put it on the floor. Pulls it back out. Here's a drive. Scoop shot. Good. That's Parker Owen. He's got four now in the ball game, and it's a 12-point Skyline Tiger lead. Liberty just 2 points here in the first. Paxton Hunter. And a foul. And that's going to be on Foster. Paxton and Foster working underneath. Now, you know, Paxton Foster is 6'2", but he's, you know, he's 250. Eagles to bring it in on the baseline. And Parker Toon catches. Parker gets it to Alex. Alex looks to drive. Pitches it to Altermat. Altermat throws one up and in. 14-4. Skyline. 105 to go in the first. Aiden Mead out top for the Tigers. Wood catches. Wood tosses it into the corner. Back to Meade. Meade goes down to the corner to Wood. Out top, high post, kicked it opposite wing. Here's a three off the rim, no good. Ellett with the rebound. Carter drives, pitches it. Altermat for three. It's off the rim, and again, one and done. Out of bounds. It'll be Skyline Basketball. 38 seconds to go in the first. Liberty. They've got to do a better job on the boards. Checking in for Skyline, Keaton Owen. He sports number 10. Keaton checks in for Paxton Foster. Drayton Wells on the bench here in the first with two fouls. We may not see much of Drayton in this first half. 30 seconds and counting to go. 14-4 Skyline. Out top, it's Meade. Inside, nice pass. Bucket's good, and the foul, and that will put Parker Owen at the line for the old-fashioned three. Carter Ellett with the foul. 16-4, 19 seconds to go in the first. It's been all Skyline. They've beaten Liberty on the scoreboard, and they're beating them on the board. The old-fashioned three is good. 17-4. 17 seconds to go in the first. Kick out. Paxton Hunter walks, turns it over. Skyline with 12 seconds. And a chance to add to their lead. They're up by 13 here in the first. Skyline pulls up for three more. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound, Paxton Hunter. Paxton's going to drive down deep, goes up, shoots, and a foul, and Paxton will shoot two with 7/10 of a second to go in the first. That's the first foul. That's going to be on Carter King. That's the first team foul, or no, they got three. Foster's got one as well. First free throw is good for Paxton Hunter. Second free throw on the way by Paxton Hunter. That is no good. And that's the end of the first. And it was all Skyline, 17-5. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howe County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
All right, welcome back. It's a 12-point advantage for the Skyline Tigers. 17-5. Liberty outscored and definitely out-rebounded. Liberty gets the ball to start the second. They'll run a weave out top. Carter Ellett. Altermat for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound. And a foul, that's going to be on Paxton Hunter. That's his second. So Drayton Wells now will check back in with two fouls. 7:47 to go. 17-5, Skyline with the advantage. Meade sets up on the left. Carter King drives. Inside, shot goes up and in. Count it. two more for Parker Owen. 19-5. Ultimat for three. No good. One and done. Picked up by Wood. Wood dishes it to King. King out top. Backs up behind the volleyball line. Gets a screen from Foster. Now dishes it off. Gets it right back. Meade. King for three. That's up. No good. Rebound. Putback is good. And that is Meade with the putback. 21-5. Liberty getting rolled here early. Parker Toon out top. Carter Ellis. Eagles. Kind of running the five out. Bounce pass. Ellis goes up. He's fouled. And he's the last one to, or not fouled. His shot is blocked. It goes out of bounds. And it's Skyline basketball. Liberty tried the little backdoor cut. Foster is just staying underneath the rim. We kind of see Drayton Wells do that. You know, he'll just kind of stay right there under the rim. Paxton Foster, he's a big body, strong kid. Shot fake. Eagles go with the double team. And it's going to be a charge called on Meade. That's his first. Team foul number one, 21-5. Skyline, Liberty with the basketball. Alex Toon shifts over to the right. Spreading the floor, looks for a drive. Pull up, jumper, good, and the bucket. Alex Toon in the scorebook. And the foul is on number 12, Ramsey Wood. 21-7 now, 14-point lead for Skyline. 6:13 to go in the half. The old-fashioned three is good for Alex Toon. King. They get it to Foster. Back to King. King with the drive. Kicks it out to Owen. Owen picks it up. Feeds it back over to King. King gets it to Foster. Foster throws it inside. Skyline pulls it back out. Backing up behind the volleyball line. Cooper holds it into the ball game now. Going to use him for pressure out top. Bounce pass. Kick loose basketball. Gathered back up by Skyline. In the corner. Here's a three. Good! Count it! Ramsey Wood with his second three of the half. 23-8 Skyline. Alex Toon with the floaters. Good. On the baseline. He's got five now. 13-point Skyline lead here in the first half. Eagles put a little bit of pressure in the backcourt. Another catch. Wide open shot. Oh, Carter left his feet. Rebound, though. Missed shot. Rebound taken by Drayton Wells. Parker Toon. Drive. Shoots. He scores. That's four now for Parker. And we got a whistle here. 23-12. Skyline with the lead. And the basketball. Tip taken away. Parker Toon goes up, gets two more. And the timeout, Skyline. 23-14, 4:51 to go in the first half. There's the Liberty Eagle crowd. That has woke them up a little bit. Double B guide service, guide tours, I should say. Rates are $450 for two people, half day, and that's 5 hours of fishing. Three people, $600. Everything furnished except snacks and drinks. And, you know, again, makes a great gift. Just follow them on Facebook, and you can get hooked up right there, and you'll have an excellent time on a great fishing trip with Double B Guide Tours. 23-14 again. Skyline with the lead. 4:51 to go in the first half. Skyline with the basketball. Carter King will work it down the floor. Gets it to Foster. Foster peels it over to Wood. Wood brings it back to King. King gives it right back. They're just kind of yo-yoing it. Looking inside. Foster comes out, catches. Now they go to Meade. Meade into the corner. Three put up block shot. Picked up by Alex Stoon. Alex is going to drive down, loses the dribble, pulls up, shoots, and scores. 23-16. Skyline with the lead and the basketball. Eagles with the trap in the backcourt. They get it to Foster. Foster pitches it. Now they go up. Block shot. Out of bounds. Stays with the Skyline. Sneak it up on the halfway mark in the second. 4:03 to be exact. Carter King to trigger it in. Gets it to Foster. Foster brings it to Wood. Wood back to Foster. Inside. Nice pass. Reverse layup. Good. That stops the bleeding for the Skyline Tigers. Parker Owen. Parker 2 now at the other end. He goes up. He's fouled and will shoot 2. 3:47 here in the first half. 25-16. Parker Toon shooting 2 for the Liberty Eagles. Foul is number 2 on Ramsey Wood. And the first free throw is good. Again, game is being played at Republic. Checking in, Keaton Owen checks in for Ramsey Wood. Second free throw is good. Parker Toon makes them both. 25-18, 3:45 to go in the first half. Skyline again with the lead and the basketball. Foster catches in the middle floor, whips it around. Shot fake. Here's a drive. Another shot fake. Kick out. Here's a three. Boom! Count it. Aiden Meade. 28-18. Back to a 10-point advantage for Skyline. Tip out of bounds. And Liberty turns it over again. That is 6 turnovers for Liberty, 3 for Skyline. 3:19 to go. Eagles again with pressure. Skyline drives and scores again. Drayton Wells with 2 fouls. Little afraid to kind of body things up. And Parker Owen is kind of taking advantage of that. Here's a drive. Bounce pass off the rim. No good. Picked up by Skyline. Another three goes up. No good. Wells with the rebound. Wells outlet. Alex Toon. Parker Toon. Leans up. Shoots. Scores. Gets 2 more. And it's a 10-point ball game, 30-20, 2:29 to go in the half. Skyline beats the press, looks for the drive, shot up and in, 2 more, Parker Owen. Gibb Drayton being very cautious with 2 fouls, 12-point ball game. Skyline, Liberty with the basketball. Parker's going to drive, the one-hander off the mark, no good, rebound taken by Owen. Tigers bring it the other direction. They'll start it with Meade. Meade kicks it to Foster in the corner. Owen. And we got a foul on the floor. That's going to be against Liberty. And that's going to be 2 on Carter Ellis. I was telling folks, you know, the thing of Skyline's quick. They are very, very quick, and they shoot the ball really, really well. And they're up 32-20 right now by 12. A steal for Alex Toon. Takes it all the way down. Up and gets the layup to fall. 10-point ball game. 1:38 to go in the half. 32-22. Skyline. Foster at the elbow. Holds. Gives it back up. The one-hand floater. No good. Foster with the putback. That's no good. Wells with the rebound. Wells feeds it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon gets it to Carter Ellett. Ellett gets it right back into the corner. Parker Toon at the wing. Reset with Holden. Holden, Carter Ellett. Now they feed it to Wells. Wells Back to Ellen. Here's a deep three for Alex Toon. No good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Put back good and the foul. 52 seconds to go. 32-24. Parker Toon could cut into that. And checking in now, number 12 back in is Ramsey Wood for Skyline. 52 seconds to go in the half. 32-24 Skyline. Skyline led 17-5 at the end of one. And the old-fashioned three is good. 50 seconds to go. Skyline with the lead in the basketball. Meade catches. Skip pass across, and it's run down by Skyline. Now Liberty comes with the trap, but they get it to Foster. Foster in the corner. Wide open three. It's good. Somebody guards that young man. Parker Owen says, feed me. Alex Toon, Cooper Holden, Parker Toon, top of the key, 20 seconds to go. Parker drives, leans, front of the rim, gets two more. 35-27, 12 seconds to go in the half. Skyline with the lead. Foster zips it into the corner. Here's another three, off the rim, no good. Parker Toon with the basketball, 3 seconds, loses it. Gets the ball, throws it up, in and out of the rim at the buzzer at the half. Skyline, 35, Liberty, 27. We'll take a break. We'll come back with first half stats. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox, 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
There's nothing like standing back and seeing a room transformed with fresh paint. At Mountain View Lumber, you'll find Valspar Medallion Plus and ProHide Gold Ultra, both in interior and exterior. And we've got more than paint. A full supply of rollers, brushes, and everything you need to get started. Valspar paints deliver rich color and lasting coverage, inside or out. Start your next project today at Mountain View Lumber, where the right paint makes all the difference.
Our city. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Our city.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated and back in shape. Champs Fitness can help you lose a few pounds or get ready for your next race, competition, or whatever you're challenging yourself with. Champs Fitness has three convenient locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence. All locations open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 417-331-0319 today and get your membership started.
March means mud, ruts, and long days. A Bailey Chevrolet GMC truck is built for real work. Power when you need it, and traction where you need it most. Where will your Bailey Chevy take you this spring? Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. When the road gets rough, drive a Bailey.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Welcome back. It's a 35-27 ball game, and Skyline, what a great first half of basketball for the Tigers. They just really, especially the first quarter, they kind of dominated the first quarter. On the boards, on the scoreboard. Second quarter, much better. The scoring, after one, it was Skyline 17, Liberty 5. And then at the half, here we are, 35-27. Liberty outscored Skyline in the second, 22-16. So look for, you know, Liberty to kind of rev things up a little bit in the second half. But Liberty got into some foul trouble. Carter Ellett with two, Paxton Hunter with two, Drayton Wells with two. On the other side, for Skyline, Ramsey Woods got two, and then Carter King with one, Aiden Meat with one, Paxton Foster with one. But, hey, it's a ball game, folks. Liberty's going to have to do this coming from behind, and they're going to have to be much better on the boards. They're going to have to be much better protecting the basketball. Skyline turned it over three times. Liberty, I've got them with eight turnovers in the first half. And they scored. I got caught up in the moment. But Skyline scored off of half. Four of those turnovers, I know, resulted in points. So that's 8 points right there. And it's a 35-27 ball game. So protect the basketball, rebound, block out, get the basketball, take some good shots. Liberty rushed a few shots there in that first half as well. And they're really, Liberty's not really leaning on their size in the first half. They really didn't kind of force it where we're going inside and deal with it. And when it's kind of overplayed, then Liberty can kind of kick things out and get better looks out of three. That's my two cents right there. But again, here's how the scoring goes. Aiden Meade has 10 for Skyline. Ramsey Wood was 6, 18 for Parker Owen, and Paxton Foster has 3. Skyline scored 17 in the first, 16 in the second, for a total of 35. Liberty, they're led by Parker Toon. He's got 15. Alex Toon with 9. Paxton Hunter with 3. That's the only three players that scored. Drayton didn't score. Carter didn't score. Blaine Alterman. Let me look and see. I thought maybe Blaine had scored, but he had not. Yes, he did. He's got 2. So, 2 for Blaine Alterman. Liberty again scored 5 in the first, 22 in the second. And it's just been a whale of a ball game. But, folks, I heard it all week long. You know, Liberty's going to come up here and just handle them. Liberty was going to win by 20. Liberty was going to win by, you know, was going to be a turbo clock. And you can't buy that garbage because that's all that it is. You can't look at a record and go, well, they've only got 19 wins. That means diddly squat. That don't mean anything. You kind of look at the matchups and how they play and then what Liberty has done against teams similar to what Skyline is and how they play. Liberty has struggled with teams like that this year. So there was no way this was going to be a blowout. Could it be? Absolutely. Anything is possible. But at this time of year and at this stage, both these teams are going to give it all they got. They're going to play the team that plays the smartest, the team that plays, you know, with the best fundamentals. They're usually going to be the team that wins. And a lot of that is don't turn the basketball over, rebound, and, you know, take good shots. That's what Skyline did the first. So we'll see if Liberty can kind of adjust and see what they've got to throw at the Tigers in the second half, because coming up after this, it's the Final Four. Again, a big thank you. Don't forget, Jeff Walker, thank you so much for helping out with the live video stream. And you folks out there, if you need some remodeling, you want a home built, just reach out to Jeffrey. He'll take fantastic care of you. He's been doing it a long time. You know, I mean, time gets away from us, but he definitely knows what he's doing. LaShawna at Designer Hair, also Fine China. Daniel's Tire, Roy and Johnny at Mountain View Oil and Propane. You know, I was driving up, and I talk about this all the time, especially wintertime. You know, use a calendar. Use a calendar. Check your propane. I mean, the more you know, the more efficient you can be. And, you know, some of you folks are up there, you're a little older. Go out and check your mom's propane tank. Check your aunt and uncles, your grandparents, you know, and just write it down on a calendar, and that way when severe weather strikes, then, you know, it's going to get nasty. It is so much easier to be serviced. It works so much better. So keep that in mind. Also, Vendors Avenue They're in Mountain View. They've got all kinds of goodies that you can shop for. I mean, and there's different stuff that's arriving every day. And Easy Gun and Fawn, Bob Nicholson, I sat there and visited with him, and he's got a lot of nice shotguns in. It's turkey season. It's just around the corner. He's got lots of ammo. Of course, there's deer rifles. There's varmint rifles. He's got all kinds of goodies. Optics as well. Go by and see Bob Nicholson at Easy Gun and Fawn. Also, don't forget Tri-County Auto Parts, Bumper to Bumper, Ozark Trading Post, Bayou Resort. If you're looking for a getaway, Gary and Diane would love to have you. They're at the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas. You'll find them right off of Fout Road. Champs Fitness, you know, staying in shape, being in shape. The older we get, the more important it is. Champs Fitness can help out. Also, the Bank of Birch Tree, SPU, and Ozarks Healthcare. We got some more high school basketball that's coming your way here on the Fox 96.9. 35-27, Skyline, right now is in the driver's seat. We're back in 1 minute with the second half.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
All right, welcome back. As we get ready for the second half, Skyline will get the basketball. Skyline, looking at your radio dial left to right. They're working to the right. Loose basketball, and Skyline will come up with it. Kicks it to the wing. Back into the corner. Back out top, high post. Foster catches. Foster peels it back out to King. King will reset. Picks the dribble up. Tosses it into the corner. Looks inside. Back out top. 7:30. Parker Toon out top with pressure. Short jumper goes up, rims out no good, and the rebound taken by Liberty. Alex Toon looks inside, brings it out to Parker. Parker's going to use the dribble, takes it up and in. Too strong, it won't fall. Foster gets the rebound for Skyline. Long pass down the floor, Skyline gets it. Now Foster with the short jumper goes up, no good. And rebound taken by Liberty. Alex Toon going to go up front of the rim. Won't fall. Rebound taken by Skyline. Skyline reset. 6:43 on the clock here in the third. Here's a three from the wing. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound Carter Ellett. Ellett. Alex Toon inside, Drayton Wells up and in for two. Drayton's in the scorebook. 35-29, two-possession game. 6:20 to go in the third. Skyline with the advantage and the basketball. Meade out top behind the volleyball line. Gets the screen, tosses it, and it's to Owen. Owen skips it across. Here's a three. That's off the rim. No good. Tips on the rebound. Skyline comes up with it. Here's a floater. That's no good. Liberty gets the rebound. Carter Ellett will bring it down the floor. Carter hands it over to Parker. Parker out top, guarded by Owen. Parker goes up front of the rim, gets two more. 35-31, 5:40 to go, and timeout taken by Skyline. We'll keep it here again. Eagles right now, they're on a 4-0 run to start the third. Don't forget our regular season sponsors, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, Bank of Birch Tree, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, also Mountain View Auto Repair, along with Mountain View Lumber, Shelter Insurance, Mountain View Auto Parts, Simmons Bank, SBU, Taylor Grewball Chevrolet, The Anchor, Liberty Bank, and Gentleman Jim's. 5:40 to go here in the third. 35-31 Skyline, and they have the basketball with the advantage. King works against Parker too. King takes it to the wing, now gets to Foster. Foster almost falls down, gathers himself up, and gets it back to King. King on the left side. Hands it off to Meade, back to King, and they get it inside. Shot goes up, and the floater's good by Ramsey Wood. 37-31, 5:05 to go in the third. Skyline, winner goes to the Final Four. Alex Toon looks for a lane, pitches it to Carter Ellett for three. Up, no good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound and the putback. 37-33. 4:46 on the clock. King gets by Parker, too. Gets it to Meade. Meade resets out top to Wood. Wood flips it over to King. King picked up by Paxton Hunter. Backs up behind the volleyball line. Looks for the penetration. Drives at the block. Kicks it out to the wing. Drive in. Pull-up jumper is long. No good. Carter Ellett gets the rebound. Long pass to Alex Toon. Alex Toon looks to make a move, drives the floater up, no good, tipped, still tipped around, and Wells comes up with it. Wells gets it to Paxton Hunter. Paxton Hunter, Parker Toon. Parker Toon between the circles. Makes the move. Goes up high off the glass, no good, loose ball, and Skyline comes up with it. King takes it the other direction, 37-33. King hands it off. Here's a drive. Loose basketball picked back up. Gathered up by Skyline. The driver, the floater, is good by King. His first bucket of the game. 39-33. 3:33 to go in the third. Alex Toon picked up by Meade. Hands it off to Parker. Parker Toon kicks it into the corner. Ellett for three, that's long, and loose ball and a foul. Kind of like to see maybe Carter drive the baseline, get a little closer to the rim on that, maybe draw the defenders, and there's an easy dish on the opposite corner that's going to be coming to the rim. Paxton Hunter picks up his third, he comes to the bench, and Blaine Altermat checks in. 39-33. Skyline with the lead and the basketball. Meade peels it over to Owen. Owen gives it up to Wood. Meade, the floater in and out of the rim, no good. Altermat with the rebound. Altermat, Parker Toon. Kicks it out. Altermat for three. It's off the rim. No good. Parker Toon with the rebound and the putback. 2:40 to go, 39-35, Skyline. Meade works against Alex Toon. Foster, loose basketball. Skyline turns it over. Parker Toon with the lane. Lane shoots, can't get it to fall. Altermat with the rebound. The turnaround putback is good. 39-37, 2:10 to go in the third. Skyline with the lead and the basketball. In the corner, King catches. King looks to attack, dishes it off to Foster. Not a clean catch, loose ball, has to pick it back up. Three from the corner is good. Carter King with 5 points here in the third. 42-27, Parker Toon. Blaine Altermat, back to Parker Toon. Carter Ellett goes up strong, shoots no good. He's fouled. Carter will shoot two from the line. First trip to the free throw line for Carter Ellett with 1:38 to go in the third, a 42-37 ball game. Skyline with the lead. First one is good. The foul is against Carter King, and that is his second. Second free throw on the way. Carter Ellett pulls the trigger, and he knocks them both down. One, 33 to go in the third. 42-39 Skyline. The drive, the shot up. And we got a foul. Push. Shooting two will be Skyline. And the foul is on Parker Toon. I have that as his first. It is. And shooting two is Carter King. First one is good. 6 points for Carter King here in the third. Chance to add to that. And he makes them both. 44-39. Skyline, 1:25 to go in the third. Alex Toon for the Liberty Eagles. Gets it to Parker. Parker Toon back to Alex. Alex for three is good. Big bucket for the junior, Alex Toon, and it's a two-point ball game, 44-42, 1:12 to go in the third. We've got a dandy one here coming at us, and hopefully soon we'll see Tyler Chowning. Oh, okay, well, maybe not. I know he's sitting on the edge of his seat right now. And again, yeah, hi, Tyler, he says. 1:12 to go. Once again, big thanks to our live video stream sponsors, Ozarks Healthcare, Southwest Baptist University, Bank of Birch Tree, Champs Fitness, Bayou Resort, Walker Construction, Double B Guide Tours, Town and Country Auto Parts, Bumper to Bumper, Ozark Trading Post, Designer Hair, Fine China, Daniel's Tire, Mountain View Oil and Propane, Easy Gun and Pawn, Fenders Avenue, and Andrea McNew, your shelter insurance agent in Mountain View. It will be Skyline Tiger basketball. Triggering it in will be Ramsey Wood. He'll bring it in to Carter King. King will be picked up by Parker Toon in the backcourt. Finds Foster. Foster hands it off to Wood. Wood will hold it and get it to Meade. Meade picked up by Alex Toon out top. Back out top to Foster. And we got a foul. And that's going to be on Alex Toon. That's his first team foul, number three. Carter King will trigger it in on the sideline right by his bench. Gets it to Meade. Meade gives it right back. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound taken by Carter Ellett. Altermat for three, and the devil ball tips basketball out of bounds, and it will be Skyline ball. Last touch by Parker Toon. Blaine had a good look on the fast break. He could have just took it in and shot a layup, but he was going to go for the three ball and the lead. But it's still a Skyline Tiger lead, 44-42, 22 seconds. Foster fields it off. Here's the drive. Scoop shot good. Parker Owen with the bucket. Parker Toon taking it in the paint. Lean, shoot. Can't get it to fall. Loose basketball. Oh, it's travel. And they're going to call a travel against skyline, so Liberty basketball with 6 seconds to go in the third. 46-42, skyline. Parker Toon on the inbound, tips it in. And a shot at the buzzer, thrown up, no good. After three, skyline 46, Liberty 44, we're back. In 60 seconds, it's Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Park City.
Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
Hi, welcome back. 46-44 skyline. We've got 8 minutes of regulation. Class 3 quarterfinal boys basketball to go. Liberty will have the ball to start the fourth. Paxton Hunter stays on the bench. Lane Altermat stays on the floor for Liberty. Parker Toon at the wing. Parker at the free throw line. Gives it up. Alex Toon for three is good! And the Liberty Eagles have their first lead of the ball game with 7:40 to go in regulation. 47-46, skyline looking to answer. Here's the drive. Floater up, no good. Wells with the rebound. Wells gets it to Alex Toon. A lot of time left. What a battle. What a game. Eagles and skyline. Alex Toon to Parker Toon. Parker's going to drive. Oh, he wants to dish it to Wells. It's taken away. It's a Liberty turnover. At the other end, stripped. No, it's a foul. That's going to be Carter Ellis picking up his third. The drive was by number two, Carter King, who goes to the line. His second trip, he's 2 for 2. And his Skyline Tigers are down one. First one is good. He ties it up. He can give his Tigers the lead with this made free throw. 47-47. Second one is up. It's no good. Carter Ellett with the rebound. Tie ball game. 7:05 to go. Winner goes to the Final Four. Alex Toon looks to penetrate. Gets it to Parker. Parker goes up and is hit with the offensive foul, the charge. That's his second. 47-47. Skyline with a bucket can regain the lead. King runs the point. Starts to the left. Picks the dribble up. Reverses back to the right. Dips it inside. Hands it off. Floater good. Paxton Foster for two. And the Tigers for two. 49-47. Carter Ellis. Alex Toon. Back to Carter. Parker catches. Parker looks to drive. Lane shoots. Scores. Two more. Ties it back up. 49-49. 6:15 to go in regulation. On the drive, lose the basketball. Scoop shot goes up. It's tipped. And it's going to be out of bounds. Liberty basketball. 6:05 to go. 49-49. Paxton Hunter's checking back in for Blaine Altermat. Both teams have their starters on the floor. Alex Toon will be met by Meade. Top of the key. Now they go inside to Paxton Hunter, who puts it up and in. Timeout. Liberty. Coach Harrell is fired up. 51-49, 5:51 to go in the fourth. We'll keep it here during the timeout. Again, we've got whale of a ball game here on this Saturday afternoon at Republic in the boys' Class 3 quarterfinal game. The winner will make a trip to Columbia, and that's a big deal because not many teams get to do it. Mish is celebrating 100 years of unforgettable moments in high school sports and basketball. Show Me Showdown is the crown jewel of the centennial season. Get ready for fast breaks, buzzer beaters, and championship dreams as the top classes 1, 2, and 3 boys and girl teams hit the hardwood at Mizzou Arena March 11th through the 14th at the University of Missouri. It will be electrifying. From across the state, cheer on the best of the best, all chasing state titles in the heart of Columbia. Here's a three. It's off the rim by Skyline. No good. Rebound taken by Parker Toon. Parker feeds it to Alex. Alex brings it out top. 5:25 to go. Drayton Wells at the free throw line. Inside. Oh, what a foul. No call. Shot put up. No good. Paxton was literally hooked. Now it's a loose ball. Liberty comes up with it, gets it, and timeout Liberty. 5:12 to go. 51-49 Liberty. Again, keeping it here during the break. But, you know, cheering on the best of the best, chasing a state title in the heart of Columbia, you can be there live for the intensity and the emotion and the history in the making. Find out more about this year's Show Me Showdown, Misha.org, and be part of the 100th anniversary celebration, Show Me 100 celebration, a century of champions. That's what these two teams right here are pouring it all out on the floor for that opportunity to make it to the Final Four. Liberty has had one Final Four appearance in basketball, and that was the 87-88 team. They ended up taking second place that year. 51-49. A lot of time on the clock. 5:12. Eagle basketball. They'll inbound on the sideline across from the scorer's table. Carter Ellett will be tossing it in, and he pitches it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon out top, now works to the right side. Gets it to Wells out top. Wells, Carter Ellett, and it's a loose ball, and Liberty comes up with it. Paxton Hunter, Liberty almost threw it away. Parker Toon in the paint. There's the triple team. Needs some help. Paxton Hunter comes. Liberty's kind of, they're getting flat-footed here. Need more movement. Alex Toon out top. High post, Paxton Hunter. Paxton's going to put it on the floor. Peels it out to Carter Ellett. Carter Ellett right back. Alex Toon, Parker Toon. Skyline's really kind of picked up their defense. Drayton Wells at the low block. Tipped basketball. Parker Toon comes up with it. Fights before position. Goes up. Tipped. It won't fall. Loose ball. And it's going to be picked up by Skyline. Great defense by the Skyline Tigers. Here's a three. It's off the rim. No good. Skyline with the rebound. Another three. Goes up. It's off the rim. No good. Parker Toon gets the rebound. 3:55 to go. 51-49 Liberty. Alex Toon comes to the scorer's table. Now goes back across. High post. Now a cut and a drive. Two! Parker Toon on the backdoor cut. 53-49. 3:35 to go. A lot of time. And a timeout taken by Skyline. we will take a break as well. It's Liberty Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
All right, welcome back. 53-49. Liberty with the lead. Skyline with the basketball, and they'll toss it in at the front of their bench. Owen will toss it in, and he brings it in to King. Meade, and a foul. That's going to be on Alex Toon. That's his second. 3:28 to go. 53-49. Eagles. Inbound. Meade catches. Meade brings it back to King. King guarded by Parker Toon. At the corner by the bench. King puts it on the floor. Hands it off. Now here's a three from the wing. It's up. It's no good. And the rebound. Parker Toon. Liberty needs a good shot right here. They need a good look. They need a bucket. Alex Toon will shift over to the right into the corner. Working against Meade. Here comes a double team. He picks the dribble up. Needs some help. And a foul. Oh, they're going to call a turnover. The trap came. And again, we've talked about that numerous times. When you've got the basketball, Liberty has got to get it deeper. When you pick it up there at the timeline, that's a defender. So, bad turnover by the Liberty Eagles. Skyline right back in it. Foster gets it to Meade. Meade out top. Drives. Loose basketball on the floor. Picked up underneath the basket. Taken away by Alex Toon. 2:35 to go. 53-49. Parker Toon catches. Front of the rim. Goes up. Can't get it to go. Put back Drayton Wells. 55-49. Here's a three by Skyline. Off the mark. No good. Alex Toon catches the error ball. 2:12 to go. 55-49. Be smart, Liberty. Here comes the double team. You know it's coming. Parker Toon catches. Feeds it to Well. Oh, Drayton tries to stuff it and misses. Picked up by Skyline. Under 2 minutes to go. Kick out. Drive. Another kick out. Foster from the free throw line. No good. Parker Toon with the rebound. 1:45 to go. Some golden opportunities Liberty has had. Paxton Hunter picks it up. Gets it to Alex. You know a double team's coming. Oh, foul. And it's against Skyline. That's going to be on Parker Owen. Team foul number one, and that is Parker Owens' first. Liberty basketball on the baseline. 94 seconds to go. The winner goes to the Final Four. And knocked away out of bounds. Carter, you got to be quicker, okay? You got to be quicker to find that open. It's not going to be there very long. Skyline's quick. Somebody's got to flash open quick. In the backcourt, they get it to Parker. Parker Toon catches. Parker's going to put it on the floor, drive, shoot, and scores. Parker Toon with the bucket. 57-49, 1:20 to go. Here's a three by Meade. It's up. It's no good. Paxton Hunter with the rebound. Hunter gets it to Alex too, and here comes the pressure. There's a foul. That's three on Ramsey Wood. Team foul number two. 68 seconds to go. 57-49. Blaine Altermat will check in, and Skyline is going to extend their defense the length of the floor. They're going to come after the basketball, and they get it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon gets it to Alex. Alex is fouled. Team foul number three. 63 seconds to go. 57-49, Liberty. Carter Ellett again will trigger it in. And they get it to Alex Toon. Another foul, team foul number four. We've got, so Liberty will be shooting free throws the rest of the way out. Carter Ellett to bring it in and finds Alex Toon. Alex is fouled, and now he will shoot two. Seconds to go in regulation. 57-49. And that is foul number four on Ramsey Wood. As Tyler would say, boys, you got to make your free throws. First one is good. 58-49. Meade checks back in for Skyline. Second free throw by junior Alex Toon is up, and it's good. He makes them both. Skyline with the basketball. Meade with the drive. Throws one up. No good. Rebound. Wells. Under a minute to go. Liberty with a 10-point lead and a foul, and that's maybe number five on Ramsey Wood. That is his fifth. He has fouled out. Finishes with 8 points. And Alex Toon goes to the line to shoot two. Seconds to go. The chubby lady is starting to drink hot tea with lemon and honey because she's going to start the wail here in just a little bit. First free throw is good. 60-49, Liberty. Second free throw on the way. It's up, and it's good. Alex makes them both. 61-49. 45 seconds to go. Meade loses the basketball. Turnover and a foul. And Carter Ellett, I believe, will go to the line and shoot two with 41 seconds to go. Folks, Skyline led 17-5 after one. They led 35-27 at the half. They led 46-44 after three. First one is good by Carter. 62-49. Skyline has only scored 3 points in the fourth. Second one is no good. 37 seconds, 62-49, Liberty. Skyline in the corner. Back out. And the Liberty Pep Club is chanting final four. Shot put up, no good. Rebound, Liberty. Alex Toon fouled. Alex will go to the line and shoot two. And yes, you can chant it. Your Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles are headed to Columbia to the Final Four, second time in school history, as they are 25 seconds away from a celebration. Now, you folks in Mountain View, we need some folks to welcome your Final Four basketball team back into town. As Skyline empties their bench, Parker Toon comes out. Titus Chester comes in. Also, Paxton Hunter comes out. And Cooper Holden comes in. Alex makes them both. 64-49, 21 seconds. The Liberty Eagles are headed to the Final Four. Off the glass for a three is Carter King. 12 seconds. And Liberty will just bring it down the floor. Kicks it. Wells hands it back off. And that's a winner. That's a Liberty Eagle winner. 64-52. The Eagles are headed to Columbia. That will be Friday and Saturday. Two games now. And the Eagles move to 28-2. Skyline falls to 19-10. We'll take a break. We'll come back and go through scoring here in this quarterfinal game. The Eagles, again, are winners. We're back in just a short bit. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Some folks let their gold and silver sit in a drawer. And then there are the smart folks, the ones who bring it to Ozark Trading Post in Mountain View. We pay top prices for gold and silver coins and offer fast, easy loans on gold jewelry, rings, necklaces, you name it. If it's gold, we're interested. Whether you're selling, borrowing, or buying, do it the smart way. Ozark Trading Post, the smart way to buy, sell, and pawn.
Champs Fitness is the place to get motivated and back in shape. Champs Fitness can help you lose a few pounds or get ready for your next race, competition, or whatever you're challenging yourself with. Champs Fitness has three convenient locations in Mountain View, Summersville, and Eminence. All locations open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call 417-331-0319 today and get your membership started.
Headed to the game? The Anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The Anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Welcome back. The Liberty Eagles win by 12. They defeat the Skyline Tigers 64-52. Skyline showing lots of fight and scoring for the Tigers. Carter King had 11, and that all came in the second half. Skyline only scored 17 points in the second half, and 11 of those points was from Carter King. 10 points for Aiden Meade, 8 points for Ramsey Wood. Parker Owen had 20. He had 18 in the first half, only 2 in the second half. Paxton Foster finishes with 5. Skyline scored 17 in first, 16 in the second, 11 in the third, 6 in the fourth, and they turned it over 12 times. For the Liberty Eagles, they were led by Parker Toon, 27. Parker had 15 in the first, scored 12 in the second half. Alex Toon had 9 in the first half, finishes with 21. Carter Ellett finishes with 3. He went 3 for 4 from the line. Paxton Hunter finishes with 7. Blaine Altermat with 4. Drayton Wells with 4. Liberty scored 5 in the first, 22 in the second, 17 in the third, and 20 in the fourth. Liberty outscored Skyline 3 quarters, second, third, and fourth. The first quarter was all Skyline, 17-15, and again, you know, I heard it all week, you know, people talking about how this is going to be a blowout, and, you know, look, I'm a big fan of Liberty, you know, and I'm all for Liberty. I wanted Liberty to win. I had that vibe that they were going to, but I was not going to discredit a team that wins their district and wins a sectional. Skyline, well coached, a very good team, and they displayed that here at Republic today as they come up short to the Liberty Eagles. Again, that final score, 64-52, and Liberty outscored Skyline in the second half, 37-17. Liberty, the only quarter that Liberty was outscored was the first. They outscored Skyline in the second, 22-16. They outscored Skyline in the third, 17-11. And then they really got to work and outscored Skyline in the fourth, 20-6. Big win. Second time in school history, the Liberty Eagles are headed to a Final Four. More than likely, they're going to face Principia Friday. We will have that game for you on the Fox 96.9, and we'll definitely be talking more about it next week leading up to it. And again, we want to thank all the folks that jumped on board. We'll be talking more about them in the Final Four as well. We appreciate you folks tuning in. Again, the Liberty Eagles victorious. Ricky's doing a happy dance. He's stripped down. All he's got on is a thong right now, and he's just jumping up and down in the air. He's got his hat on backwards and grinning from ear to ear. Coach Harrell, congratulations, and to all the Liberty players as well. This is a special moment. This is history for Liberty. I mean, these young men will be remembered forever. I mean, there's hugs out there, there's high fives, and that's the thing. You know, I mean, there's been so many athletes that's come and gone through Liberty High School. They've walked the halls, they've you know, sweat, blood, tears for Liberty Athletics, boys and girls. And when you get to this point in this, this is how, you know, this is your legacy. This is how you're remembered. Future kids that will be walking the halls and going into the gym and look up at the banner and they'll see, you know, Final Four appearance. You're remembered forever. And the parents, all the time that they've spent, you know, getting their kids to practice and back home and the tennis shoes and everything that goes with it. God bless you as well. The Eagles, 27-2, Final Four. We'll be in Columbia Friday and Saturday, and we'll have it all for you on the Fox 96.9. But you folks listening around Mountain View, do me a big favor. Let's escort these young men and their families in with a massive celebration and welcome back home your Liberty Eagle Final Four basketball team. For Ricky, and I know Tyler's listening and he's sideways right now, so if you see Tyler, walk gentle, be gentle. But I know he's high-fiving strangers, but we'll be bringing you the Final Four action. And that's, again, Friday and Saturday. God bless. Good afternoon. Liberty wins, boys and girls.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9 brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, by A&J Waste Disposal, Simmons Bank, Current Incorporated,
Southwest Baptist University, Mountain View. By Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, by Ozarks Healthcare, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. Liberty Eagle Sports presented to you by Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozarks Marketing Company.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with...
Welcome.
Welcome to the biggest countdown in the world.
The hottest songs in America. 28 million people listening across six continents.
Broadcasting worldwide from the heart of Hollywood.
The hits you love and the artists who bring them to life.
This is American Top 40. Here's your host, Ryan Seacrest.
The biggest countdown in the world starts right now. Seacrest with you in Hollywood. And today on the show, Bebe Rexha completely reinvented the rollout for her new album. We'll talk to her about that. And the country star Ella Langley shakes things up on the chart with her smash track, Choose in Texas. Now let's get it started. Number 40, Love Me Not, Raven Lanae.
Love Me Not.